Welcome back. We are now in week number 4. Time flies. And we are going to be talking this week about reskilling. So, how are you doing again up till now? We've covered a lot of information. Like I mentioned last week, there could be a range of emotions coming up, completely normal. If you need to share, I would love to hear how you're doing and any challenges that you've had. Please definitely let me know. So, this week, reskilling. What is it? The likelihood of for any of us is that our skill sets may become obsolete. So this is where if you've lost your job and you're trying to find another one, you may find not only that there aren't any jobs in your field, but that the skill set that you have is now not helping you find other work. So this is a very important point to be aware of and to think about as you go forward so that you can find more work. So what is reskilling? Reskilling is adding on to your knowledge and education and in growing your skill set so that you can, the why you want to do this is because it opens up more opportunities and more work that you can do. So whether you're the person that wants to look for another corporate job or whether you're the person that wants to use some of the many ideas I'm going to share with you about ways to make money in week 5, the reskilling and plugging into additional education is going to really serve you well. You know, it can, I want to say it can be really difficult to accept that all of the skills that you've built up till now, that a lot of it might no longer be useful or needed in the current climate, right? That can be disappointing. That can be heavy. So again, this is another, you know, a lot of the stuff that I'm covering with you, I recognize there's a lot of emotion that's connected to it. And I want to make sure that you are recognizing the feelings that you have, that, you know that they are normal. It's part of the process and it's okay. And I'm trying to help you sort of move through the emotion so that you can move forward and reduce the anxiety and find the work that you want and create that life that you want. Though I understand that, feeling badly about at this time is completely normal. Remember, feeling bad does not make you money. So that is why I'm very eager to help teach you these things that will help you move through some of the emotion so that you can get to the other side and make the money and start feeling really confident and creating that life that you want. So how do you reskill? There are 6 steps I'd like to share with you to help you do this. The first one is to take a look around you at the industries and the businesses that are overwhelmed right now. They have so much demand that they can't keep up. What are the fields? What are the jobs going on that, maybe you never expected it, but all of a sudden there's demand. There may be even new jobs like contact tracers, right? That stem even in a pandemic. I mean, there's a lot of demand. It's just dramatically shifted. So pay attention to where the demand has shifted. The other step is to, think about the things that you want to do. What are the kinds of jobs, or not even job, you might not even think of it as a job. What are the things that you just love doing that light you up? It might be cooking, it might be crafts, it could be a million and one different things. Get in touch with what those things are. Very important as a second step. The third step, once you understand where the demand is and the things that you like doing, and you may actually do a combination search on both, is to start talking to people that are in those fields now. And by people, obviously some of those people might be in corporate jobs, but some of them may be people that actually do it on their own or in small businesses and so forth. So there's a million different types of people out there and doing work in different ways. So start looking for them. And the funny thing is, once you start looking for them, they'll start appearing in the strangest of places. So go seek them out and start asking them tell that you're curious about, starting to work in that field, and ask them what kind of skill sets that they recommend that you have, and maybe where you can get that training that you need. obviously, Google is a good friend during this too. So you might research online the types of industries that you're interested in working in and see if you can find information about skill sets that you need. And, you know, look for mentors that can help you grow in those fields and get the training and information that you need. Step four. As part of figuring out what the training is that you need, you should also figure out, is it just like a training class? Do you need a certificate? Is it actually about going back to school and getting sort of a new education? Or is there, a certification process? Or is it a simple kind of class that you can take? So all of these are valid, but it's important that you understand in the direction that you want to go, which combo or which one of these directions do you need to pursue. The fifth step is to research, how much does it cost to get the training that you need? How long should you expect to take to get that training? So, you know, if you're taking a class that's self-training, you might be able to get through it in 2 weeks or 2 days, who knows? Is it a year-long program? What are the costs? Again, if the costs are high, ask for that discount or see if there's financial aid available. So again, researching cost and time is very important in the reskilling process, that you know what that is. And that goes into your budgeting and tracking of your time and ability to earn revenue in that field. So very important step. The sixth step is networking. Now, I know we traditionally think of networking as going to a networking event, grabbing a drink and meeting a bunch of strangers in a room, being uncomfortable, then going, you know, exchanging business cards and going home. Well, you know, during the pandemic, that might not be possible. So you should be turning your network lens online. So look at LinkedIn groups. Look at Facebook groups. My God, Facebook has so many different groups that you can meet people in different categories. So really, like, use the Facebook search button like you use Google to find all kinds of different groups you can join. Same with LinkedIn, frankly, which, you know, you can find people, you can look people up by industry, by job. A really great way to network is looking for alma mater, like people that graduated from the same college you did, which you can also look up in the search button of LinkedIn. And these are people that you can reach out to and say, hey, I'm a fellow graduate of X, and I see that you work in, you know, the field of chocolate making, and I would really like to actually explore chocolate making myself. I wondered if we might have a conversation and I could learn, you know, how you got into it, right? Again, reach out to every single person that you can. And I always think it's a good idea when you make the effort to talk to different people that you end the conversation by asking the question, do they know anyone else that you should speak to help you grow your knowledge about this field? Because they usually do. And before you know it, you'll have a great network of people that can help you and that have helped you, and you'll get known in the field. And, you know, at some point, one of those people will be able to point you to an opportunity. So keep going out there, get known, and spread awareness of the reskilling that you need, and educate yourself and let more and more people know that you want to get into this new area of work. So again, your name might come up in conversations with more and more people going forward.